अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपी गोपीनाथ राधा कुंड श्याम कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। मथुरा वृंदावन धाम की जय। श्री नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा मैया की जय। जमुना मैया की जय। श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की जय। श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर ललिता विशाखा देवी की जय। श्री श्री गौरनिताय की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय। वृंदा देवी तुलसी महारानी की जय। समवेत वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की जय। All glory to assembly of devotees. All glory to assembly of devotees. All glory to assembly of devotees. Sri Guru Sri Guru. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namaha Bhagavate वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिके। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कांटो चैप्टर 39 अक्रूरस विजन। इन दिस चैप्टर टुडे टेक्स्ट 28 निवारयाम समुपेत्य माधवम् किं नो अकरिष्यन् कुलवृद्ध बान्धवा मुकुन्दसङ्गान् निमिषार्ध दुस्त्यजात् दैवेन विध्वंसित दीनचेतसा निवारयाम समुपेत्य माधवम् किं नो करिष्यान् कुलवृद्ध बान्धवा मुकुन्द सङ्गान् निमिषार्ध दुस्त्यजात् दैवेन विध्वंसित दीन चेतसाम् निवारयाम समुपेत्य माधवम् किं नो करिष्यान् कुलवृद्ध बान्धवा मुकुन्द सङ्गान् निमिषार्ध दुस्त्यजात् दैवेन विध्वंसित दीन चेतसाम् निवारयामः समुपेत्य माधवम् किं नो करिष्यन् कुलवृद्ध बान्धवा मुकुन्द सङ्गान् निमिषार्ध दुस्त्यजात् दैवेन विध्वंसित दीन चेतसा
Yeah.
वैष्णव इज वर्ड मीनिंग निवारयाम लेट अस स्टॉप समुपेत्य गोइंग अप टू हिम माधवम कृष्ण किम व्हाट नह टू अस अकरिष्यन विल डू कुला ऑफ द फैमिली वृद्ध द एल्डर्स बांधवा एंड आवर रिलेटिव्स मुकुंद संगात फ्रॉम द एसोसिएशन ऑफ लॉर्ड मुकुंद निमिष ऑफ द विंक ऑफ एन आय अर्ध ऑफ वन हाफ दुस्तज्ञात हुई इज इम्पॉसिबल टू गिव अप दैवेन बाय फेट विध्वंसिता सेपरेटेड दीन रेचेट चेतसा हुज हार्ट्स ट्रांसलेशन एंड पार्पोर्ट बाय डिसाइपल्स ऑफ श्रील प्रभुपाद.
Translator.
How can we exist without Ananta's friend Krishna, who in the evening would return to Braja? Translation. Let us directly approach Madhava and stop him from going. What can our family elders and other relatives do to us? Now that fate is separating us from Mukunda, our hearts are already wretched, for we cannot bear to give up his association even for a fraction of a second. Please repeat. Let us directly approach Madhava and stop him from going. What can our family elders and other relatives do to us now that fate is separating us from Mukunda? Our hearts are already wretched, for we cannot bear to give up his association even for a fraction of a second. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes what the gopis thought. Let us go right up to Krishna and pull at his clothes and hands and insist that he get down from his chariot and stay here with us. We will tell him, don't bring upon yourself the sinful reactions for murdering so many women. But if we do that, said another gopis, our relatives and the village elders will discover our secret love for Krishna and abandon us. But what can they do to us? Yes, our lives are already wretched now that Krishna is leaving. We have nothing to lose. That's right. We will remain in the Vrindavan forest, just like presiding deities or goddesses. And then we can fulfill our true desire to stay with Krishna in the forest. Yes, and
And even if the elders and our relatives punish us by beating us or locking us up, we can still live happily with the knowledge that Krishna is residing in our village. Some of our girlfriends who are not imprisoned will cleverly find a way to bring us the remnants of Krishna's food, and then we can remain alive. But if Krishna is not stopped, we will certainly die.
Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Sailakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Janabhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnambhamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitamscha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Desa Tarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurati Sei Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesah Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So this incident is happened here in a Braja Nandagram just in southeast of Nandagram there is a village Bijwari that where Akrura's chariot was there and Krishna Balaram already mounted a chariot, they are sitting there. Krishna Balaram already seated there. So then the gopis, there in a group, all gopis are surrounding the chariot there. And then before, you have read many verses before, so the gopis are thinking, will not allow Krishna to go. Why? If Krishna wants to go, Krishna and Balaram, they are already seated in the chariot, then why gopis did not want him to go? Atmendriya Pritivansha Tare Kahi Kam Krishnendriya Pritivansha Dhare Premanam. And the gopis are in which platform? No doubt gopis are the topmost devotee. And Narada Muni made a research who is the topmost devotee of Krishna. Then his research was concluded in Bhagavad Bhagavatamrita. That the gopis in Vrindavan, the gopis and among the gopis Radharani's love for Krishna is topmost. Then how this
the Krishna wants to go and the gopis did not want to let him go. So actually what Krishna wanted internally, what can give topmost pleasure to Krishna, that is only his pure devotee could understand. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy, they told that though our worshipable Lord is Krishna, Aradhya Bhagavan Vrajesa Tanaya, Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachit Upasana, Vrajabadhu Varganaja Kalpita. This is the topmost devotion for Krishna. Srimad, where is the proof? Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumartha Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatrodara Napara. So the gopis, they know that Krishna's heart is in Braja, his heart is not in Mathura. So they are contemplating and they are thinking that if Krishna will be in Braja, in an Nandagram, with his parents and his coward boy friends, and specifically with gopis, then that will give him topmost pleasure. But somehow other Krishna is now already sitting with his elder brother, because Akrura informed them secretly to Krishna Balaram that why he came to, because first he came to Nandagram. But Krishna Balaram in a secluded place asked Akrura why you came. Then they disclosed that he came as a messenger of Kamsa. Kamsa sent him to bring them, Krishna Balaram, to Mathura. And he told, then Krishna Balaram asked about the situation of the Jadavas and his parents, about Vasudev and Devaki. And then Akrura explained them that how, hearing from Narada Muni, Kamsa heard from Narada Muni that both you and your elder brother Balaram, both Krishna Balaram, you are the son of Devaki and Vasudev. So he's harassing your parents, Vasudev and Devaki, like anything. They put them in prison. And all the Jadavas were also, they are also harassed like anything by Kamsas. Situation was very bad in Mathura. So Akrura insisted, Krishna Balaram, you must come to Mathura immediately. He knows that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it is, Kamsa, if Krishna comes, then Kamsa will be killed. But here, the situation is that, but everyone is agreed. Even Nanda Maharaj and Upananda, they are also agreed. They are also going with this Akrura's chariot. I mean, the coward boy, they are also going. But the gopis, they could understand what will happen in the future. They are understanding that Krishna, if Krishna is going to Mathura, means he is going. He is not returning. He will not return. That's why they are rebuking everyone. Right? They are all foolishly. Dhinanda, Upananda and this coward boyfriend, they are foolishly just letting Krishna to go. Right? But we know, once Krishna go to Mathura, he will not return. That is the gopis thinking. That's why they don't want Krishna to go to Mathura. They want to stop him. Somehow or other, Krishna must be stopped not to go. Even in this, they're telling that, let us go directly approach Krishna. So gopis and they get together and they're telling Madhava, let us directly approach Madhava. Nibarayama samupetya Madhava. Let's together approach Madhava and stop him from going. Then they are thinking, some other gopi telling, we'll stop, then maybe our family members, elders and other relatives, they will be displeased. They will not allow us to do so. But then what can our family elders and other relative do to us? Someone is telling, one gopi. No one can do anything. We'll go together and force. Now, telling that our fate is separating us from Mukunda. Our hearts are already wretched. We cannot bear the separation for a moment. Nimeshena. Chakshusa prahyusa itam sunya itam jagasarvam govinda virahanam. Just like in Sikhyastaka, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is reciting this verse. So, jugaita nimeshana chakshusa prahyusa itam. One juga. Just here is translation text. We cannot tolerate. We cannot bear to give up his association even for a fraction of a second. Cannot bear. So, God Bhushana Chakravarti, that's why I'm telling that how the situation, this situation is explained by just like the wives of the Brahmanas. When they heard that Krishna Balaram is in forest, just here is Bhatruli village. Yesterday some devotees went there, not tomorrow they will go. Okay. So when they heard Krishna Balaram is in forest and they want some food, so immediately these Brahmanas' wives, they ran away. They did not care for their husband, their family members, all these things. They seem to run away with all whatever they cooked for the yajñas. These foods are supposed to be offered in yajña. But this Brahmana patris, these wives of the Brahmanas, they run with all this cooked foods, cooked stuffs, just to please Krishna Balaram. So, but their position is not like gopis, nor their love is in such a any highest level like gopis love. They are thinking Krishna, why they run with all the foods, everything to Krishna? Because they know that Krishna, they consider Krishna as Narayan, as the God. For the gopis, they are thinking Krishna as their beloved. They love Krishna, their love is in topmost extent. So, even the Brahman wives, they wanted to also stay in forest. They are also talk like this. When Krishna asked the Brahman wives after feeding Krishna Balaram, then they asked him to return. They refused. They also refused. We don't want to go ahead, return back to our home. We'll stay in the forest and please accept us as your maid servant. We'll stay in forest and we simply want to serve you. We don't want to take the position of the gopis, your lovers or your girlfriends, but we will stay here, we'll serve your lotus feet. Whenever the flowers, tulsi and flowers will fell down from your body, just we'll get some these flowers and tulsi leaves. In this way, we'll be pleased. And how can our relatives and family members, we have already left them, so they will not accept us again. But Krishna told, no, you go. They will accept. Nothing will happen. The Brahmanas' wives returned. They understood that Krishna, if telling that no, they will accept. Because in the hearts of every living entity, there is Krishna. Krishna could convince everyone. But here, Gopi is also, Vishnu Chakra Thakur is writing, that is right. We will remain in the Vrindavan forest, just like presiding goddesses. And then we can fulfill our true desire to stay with Krishna in forest. But the love of gopis is much higher than the wives of Brahmanas. Because they are thinking only. And what is their thinking? Even if the elders of our relative or our relatives punish us by beating us or locking us up, we can still live happily with the knowledge that Krishna is residing in our village. So gopis are thinking that Krishna going to Mathura, but staying in Mathura, the situation, he could not be pleased like he is pleased in Braja, Nandagram with his parents, Nanda, Jasoda and other coward boys and gopis. Krishna is more pleased here. Krishna, generally, this general statement like Vrindavana Paritajya Padam Ekam Nagacchati. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is told, Krishna Eka Jadu Sambhuta Jastu Brajendranandana Vrindavana Paritajyam Padam Ekam Nagacchati. From Rudra Jamala. So, that's why gopis, they are thinking, we don't want to allow Krishna to go to Mathura. But you could understand, if Krishna, these gopis are not in a pure love, in a stage of topmost love for Krishna, and Krishna will not make this statement after. No parayaham niravadya samyujam so sadhu krityam vibudhayusa pivah yamas mamajan durjayan geha sunkhala sambrusya tadbah pratijatu sadhuna. Krishna told to the gopis, O gopis, as you love me, there is no comparison to it. Krishna told that, O gopis, I am not able to repay my debt for your spotless service. Even within lifetime of Brahma, your connection with me is beyond reapproach. You have worshipped me, cutting off all domestic ties, which are difficult to break. Therefore, please let your own glorious deeds be your own compensation. So in this way, you could see the glories of the gopis are even recognized by Krishna himself. And specifically, when Krishna appeared in this age of Kali as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none different from Krishna. He is Krishna himself. Prajendra Nandana Jai Sachi Suta Haila Sehi Balaram Haila Nitai. So as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and though in the Yugadharma he is preaching the Yugadharma just externally, telling everyone to chant Krishna Hare Krishna Mahamantra, but internally he was chanting the names of gopis. That's why this student, they went and they saw that the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit is chanting gopis, names of gopis, Gopi, Lalita Abhisakali, the gopis name. They could not understand why. Then one student advised Mahaprabhu, why are you chanting these names of gopis? You should chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If you chant Hare Krishna, that is better. Why are you chanting this name? Then he became angry because his mood was different. He was thinking day and night and the glorious activities of the gopis. That is the internal reason why he appeared, why Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He appeared as Gauranga. Jadi Gaura, that's why Narottamdas Thakur used to say, Jadi Gaura na haita, tabe ki haita, ke mana dhari tamde. Radhara mahima premara sasima jagate janatake. To preach the glories, to know the world about the glories of gopis and Radharani, Krishna himself appeared as Gauranga. If Gauranga Mahaprabhu not disclose the glories of the gopis and Radharani, who could understand these things? How That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. And he was preaching this internal, that is Keshavdas Kaviraj Goswami is telling that time, Radhaya Pranaya Madhuri Kidrishava Naiva. The glorious love of Radharani for Krishna. Radhaya Pranaya Madhuri Kidrishava Naiva Jena Adbhuta Madhurima Kidrishava Madhya. And Sokhyam Chasya Madanu Bhavata Kidrisham Beti Lobha Iti Samadhyya Samajani Sachi Garvasindhu Arindhu. So Lord Hari, Gaura Hari appeared from the womb of Mother Sachi just to understand, to realize himself about these three activities. That why Radharani loves so much, the gopis love so much to Krishna. What they achieve by loving him? Is something they must be benefited. There must be some reason. Krishna could not, even himself could not understand the glories of the Radharani and gopis. That's why he appeared as Gauranga as a devotee. He came as a devotee. And Bahe Gaura, Antar Krishna, Bahe Gaura. He's Krishna, but appeared outwardly as a devotee, as Gauranga. So, that is only the most confidential devotee they understood. Like Ramananda Rai was Visakha Sakhi, he saw Krishna. He told, oh, first I saw you as a sannyasi, now again I am seeing as a Nanda Goparupa, as a coward boy, son of Nanda Maharaj. Now I am seeing something other than you are not only Nanda, there is... You are covered with a kanchana panchalika, with the effulgence of Radharani, daughter of Dushabhanu. So he appearing again, Radha and Krishna together. So this is only, so Mahaprabhu, that's why he, to understand these things, the glories of Radharani's love, and what is the, what is the sweetness of himself, that is the gopis? Why gopis are so much attracted to Krishna? What is the special things, the sweetness with him? Even Krishna himself seeing his own in reflection in a mirror or some the pillars of the jewel pillars, then he sees his own what is called? See his own figure and there. Then he told, oh, how much beautiful this person. When Krishna want to embrace himself, how can he embrace himself? So it's not possible. So then he was thinking, what type of pleasure this gopis and Radharani has. Sokhyam chasya madanu bhavata kidrisham beti lobhata. Three types of greed. In Mahaprabhu's mind. So that's why Krishna appeared and day and night he was just thinking about gopis. He's thinking about gopis. And internally he would try to understand these things. So even in Akrura, in Chagora Lila, we see this Akrura. In Krishna Lila, he was separating this gopis and prajavasis from separating the Brajavasis from Krishna, taking Krishna Balaram to Mathura. And in Gaura Lila also there is Akrura. Akrura also appeared as Kesav Bharati. This is Gaura Ganadesh, the title. Kesav Bharati is Akrura. So Kesav Bharati, he took giving sannyas to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he separated all the Navadip Vasis from Gauranga. There is no difference between Braja, Vrindavan and Navadip. Dhamaprad, to see the difference between them. So even this Kesav Bharati just separated the Navadip Vasis, Mother Sachi, and they all, they just separated them by giving sannyas to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to go to Mahaprabhu. He just separated, sent Mahaprabhu to, from out of Navadip. So, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas? What is the? This is the one is just external, just this cow of these students, the Brahman boys, they are criticizing him. So just to want externally that everyone, he will take sannyas, then everyone should pay obeisances to him. So he will deliver everyone. As a sannyasi, everyone will pay him obeisances and some other he will be, then they will be delivered. But why he took sannyas, actually, there is a conversation between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Loknath Goswami. Loknath Goswami is a classmate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu sending him to Vrindavan, go to Vrindavan. Before 6 Goswamis came to Vrindavan, 2 other Goswamis came, Loknath Goswami and Bhogarbha Goswami. So Loknath Goswami has not agreed to come to Vrindavan. Why shall I go to Vrindavan? I am here, in your association. Why go to Vrindavan? Why you want to send me to Vrindavan? So Mahaprabhu in one article that Guru Govind Maharaj narrating, one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu privately revealed his internal thoughts to Loknath Goswami. Mahaprabhu explained everything to him about the internal and external unhappiness that was influencing his conduct. The Lord said, "I feel dissatisfied remaining silent about the nature of my appearance and mission. But to whom can I speak about this confidential subject matter? I can influence some to respect Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita. But who will actually hear from me and understand my mission? Some people criticize me and others even jeer at me. I have come to Gauda Desa manifesting the mood of Srimati Radharani. I want to experience Radha's feelings of separation from her beloved Krishna. For my sake, Srimati Radharani has given up her family and wealth and has completely dedicated herself to my service. The memory of me has caused her to become lean and thin. She is not even concerned about her appearance and she never looks at the face of another man. Eager to my company, she remains constantly absorbed in hearing and chanting about me. Being angry with me, she used to complain about my character to the flower groves and the Jamuna. But upon seeing me, she would immediately forget her anger. To Radharani, one day separation from me is like 100 years, 1,000 years. She is my beloved. Together we enjoy transcendental pastimes in Vrindavan. She is the reason why I live in Vrindavan. She is my life and I am the same to her. My friends, servants, fathers, mothers are all bereft of this mellow. Only the gopis can understand it. O Loknath, I tell you, Radha has such love that I remain indebted to her. So Mahaprabhu said, this indebtedness is one cause of my unhappiness. Please listen to another cause. That is another external cause, because there is another Brahmana who has committed a great sin by criticizing. Because when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his pastimes, internal kirtans in Sivasangan, then one Brahmana came and he want to see the kirtan, want to enter the house, but house was closed, door was closed. So the next day when Mahaprabhu went to Ganga, taking bath, this Brahman was there, then he cursed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So you will not able to enjoy the material happiness. The Brahmana does not recognize Krishna's supreme position. Not beyond Krishna as Guru. He has worshipped Krishna's servants, the Devas. So, like this, the one reason Mahaprabhu told that he wants to understand what is the mood of Radharani, why Radharani loves him. Another, he told that the external reason is just to the Brahmanas there, they could not understand who is Gauranga. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself. And they are simply committing offenses, considering him simply another Brahmana, like them. So, Mahaprabhu is telling, if I will take sannyas, then all these brahmanas, they will naturally they pay me respect, pay me obeisances. In this way they will be free from offenses. And but my real reason to taking sannyas is to simply to understand the pure love of the gopis and Srimati Radharani. So in this way we could understand that how even Krishna himself, he is thinking that I cannot repay your debts, the debts of the gopis, and he is not able to understand the gopis. So this is my external consideration. Listen, O Lokanath, accepting the mood of Radha is my only necessity. Who is there who can listen to or understand the state of my mind? Radha wears blue-colored garments, the color of my complexion, and in this way attains happiness. But when separated from me, Radha would wear a saffron-colored dress and always think of herself as my maidservant. Feeling separation from me, Radha and the gopis have given up their lives. Now I shall also give up my life for her. You will see me that condition. O Lokanath, adopting Radha's complexion and the saffron-colored cloth of separation, I will become her maidservant and get happiness. Wearing the saffron-colored dress of separation on my body, I will sing the glorious qualities of Radharani. Her wonderful qualities are not possible to describe. Even if I took birth 100 times in this world, I could not describe them all. I tell you, Lokanath, by the wonderful qualities of her love, she has put me in her debt. Singing her glories, I will flood the universe with her fame. Then she will give me her mercy. Getting her prema, I shall cry and dance in Sankirtan with dust all over my body. Saying this, Gaurarai began to cry, chanting Radha's name, Radha, Radha. O Vrindavan, then he fell unconscious. So in this way, we could understand how even the glories of the gopis, even Krishna himself, telling that I could not repay the debt. I am simply trying my best by remembering their glorious activities. That's why Mahaprabhu is telling, just like the gopis, Radharani, they left everything for Krishna. They did not care for their family members, their relatives, their husband, everything. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu is thinking in this pastime, I also left everything. Like gopis left everything. I must left my mother, my home, relatives, everything, all my connections. So then I could understand the mood of gopis and Radharani. So thinking in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also left his home, his wife, his mother, and all everything. He just taking the mood of the gopis and Radharani, he gave up everything. And day and night, he just engaged in hearing the confidential pastimes, the glories of Radharani and gopis, specifically with Radha and with Lalita. Who is Lalita? Suru Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai, Lalita Visakha. Day and night, he just going and talking, like a madman. He was thinking, just talking about these confidential relations with Krishna and gopis. Just to understand, realize what is the love of Krishna, the gopis and Radharani for Krishna. So, who can glory? That's why it is very difficult. In general, we are like a conditioned souls. It is not a subject matter for us to understand all these confidential things. So, it is only just like, unless Prabhupada came and he gave us This all this Chaitanya Charitamrita and all this Bhagavatam, everything. So at least in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada gave everything. This is postgraduate study. There are many chapters about where Ramananda, there's conversation between Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this last parts of these conversations, also the detail about the glories of the gopis, many incidents, they are discussed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, that is very difficult to understand these things. But this is the Gaudiya philosophy. No other sampraday could understand the glories of the gopis and Radharani. Unless Baladeva Vidyabhushana came and he wrote this commentary on Vedanta Sutra, the Govinda Vahasya. And by logic and argument, by scholarship, by the special mercy of Radha Govinda Dev, they established the Gaudiya Sampradaya. The Gaudiya Sampradaya, then there is worship of Radha Govinda together. Otherwise the peoples could not understand the glories of Radharani. Before Madhavendra Puri, peoples, they did not know anything about Radharani. Everyone just worshipping Lakshmi Narayan and Rukmani, Dwarkadhis or Satyabhama Dwarkadhis, they don't accept Radharani. But it is Madhavendra Puri first advised to his disciple Advaita Acharya to worship Radharani with Krishna, to establish Radharani with Krishna. So our sampradaya is the only sampradaya that we could understand by reading this literatures by the Goswamis, by Rupa Goswamis, Jiva Goswamis, and Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswamis, Srila Prabhupada, and this Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, then you can understand what is the philosophy. The topmost devotee or topmost devotional service is performed by the gopis and Radharani. Otherwise it is not possible to understand these things. So any question or comment? Yes. Yes. Mike.
Vaishnava
Seva.
So much appreciating devotees of Chanda, even Chanda Sani, Sanatana Goswami. There was so much serving the Vrajavasis, people love him. Very dear. And also Lord Chaitanya is thinking that that person who not only Vaishnavas and serving them with full heart and Chanda Purine, I will personally take you to Krishna. Every time there is a problem, when you're trying to go to your sadhana, to increase your chanting, to make it more honest, and to make it more strict sadhana, you do everything nice, but you don't see the people around you, and you just concentrate on your own self, or on your own sadhana. But when you try to make your attention on the Vaishnavas, you're serving them. Everything becomes nice, everybody happy, but your sadhana is disturbed. So where is the balance? How do you find the balance? Because so much years
ago. So this Prabhupada gave very minimum, very easy things for sadhana. You have to iskan and chant in morning hours. How many rounds? 16 rounds. In the morning hour, finish your rounds. After Bhagavatam class, then after 9 o'clock prasadam, you are free to serve. So during service, why you will mix your sadhana? There are no more. This is sadhana, to serving Vaishnavas. Whole day you can serve Vaishnavas. Sadhya Vaishnava Seva Nistara Paiche Keva. Narottama Das Thakur says. But when you are serving, then you serve. Go on serving. What is the problem? Those who are chanting lakhs of names, they may be 1 lakh, 2 lakh. Bhajanananda's, but Prabhupada gave a simple thing. Chant 16 rounds in morning hour, then after Bhagavatam class and prasadam, then you can free to serve. Don't mix up sadhana and service together.
But there is also a missionary. Prabhupada is books every day. You should listen to lectures of the Guru every day. You should.
There are 24 hours. If 24 hours is there, if you make it in the proper routine, see the time. If you want to follow the time, how to use the time, then you see the Bhaktivinoda Thakur's chart. How you utilize the times, 24 hours. You have enough time. If you make them the proper time, this time is for this, this time is like this, then you can get. If you regulate it in a proper way, you have enough time. These people, they are even chanting. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a magistrate. He was doing 6 years in court, day service, and he is writing so many books and doing sadhana, everything. How he is getting time? So you have to follow the Mahajans. Just try to. Their time is enough. It is only our weakness. So any other question? Yes. Yes, give mic there. So what is your question? Just comment. Comment. This is a comment. Okay. Any question? Any other comment? Question? Okay. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.